Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit returns to beautiful Orange County in the month of June. It's the LA County Fair Summer Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos, with 9 great days of racing starting on Friday, June 20th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. The opening weekend program will feature the $100,000 Bertrando Stakes, plus the summer meet will include the running of the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 28th. We'll also have a holiday racing program on Friday, 4th of July. Plus, we'll host our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, June 28th. You can win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. Our racing meet will also feature the $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes on July 5th. And as always, thank you, our wonderful horse players in California. We always appreciate your support of racing at Los Alamitos. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Opening day is Friday, June 20th.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Del Mar, reminding owners and trainers to maximize your earning potential at Del Mar this summer. Ship and win. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, home of California's newest stallion, Forbidden Kingdom. And by HorseBills.com. Enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the newly renovated OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Raymond Pierplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to a Belmont Stakes edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. Bob Ike has today off, so we're going to have a special guest join me in just a minute. We are already underway at Saratoga for the Belmont Stakes card. They're on the track warming up for race three. And to talk about what's going on back there at Saratoga, and there's a lot going on, let me bring in my special guest host for the first segment here, Brad Freed from the Daily Racing Form. Brad, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, John, because I'm dry, but that's not the case back at Saratoga this morning, or this afternoon, I should say. Pretty wet day at Saratoga, which is unfortunate because there was a terrific card, and it's still some good racing, but all the grass races have been moved to the main track or canceled, and they'll be run on Sunday. Those include the Grade 1 Jiper and the Grade 1 Manhattan, two terrific top-class turf races, one for sprinters, one for long distance horses. They'll be run on Sunday. two other stakes races that are scheduled to be run on dirt have been are scheduled for turf will be run on the main track. Those include the Wonder Again, which is race number 6, and that's been scratched down to a field of only 3. And race number 10, the Pennine Ridge for 3-year-olds on grass, will be moved to the main track, and there are a number of scratches there. So it's unfortunate that we're not going to see some of these top-class grass races today on Belmont Stakes, Met Mile Day, but those races will be run tomorrow. They're scheduled to be anyway, and hopefully the weather cooperates and we get to see some of these top-class grass horses.
So to be clear, right now we have a sealed, sloppy main track. Races 9 and 12, the Jaipur and the Manhattan, have been postponed. They're moved to Sunday. And all the rolling bets that run through races 9 through 12, the Daily Doubles, the Pick 3s, the Pick 4s, and Pick 5s, all of those rolling bets that include races 9 and 12 have been canceled. So get that on your wagering menu as you get ready to play the card today. So obviously a lot is going on there. One good thing, though, the Belmont Stakes is on the main track at Saratoga. We've seen wet conditions through the first two legs of the Triple Crown. And we've got the 1-2-3 finishers of the Kentucky Derby in today's Belmont Stakes, Sovereignty, Journalism, who also won the Preakness, and Baeza. So it's a terrific race. Let's hope it stays at this drawn. The rain is supposed to shut down pretty soon. And with, you know, another 6 hours or so to the Belmont Stakes, we've got plenty of time for that track to dry out a little bit. So I know you've been covering the Triple Crown Trail for Daily Racing Form. You have all your updates, not only the Derby Watch, but you've been doing similar work for the Preakness and the Belmont. So give me your analysis of today's Belmont Stakes, Brad.
This is one of the more widely anticipated Belmonts in some time. And I know that there's not a Triple Crown on the line today, but it almost seems like there's a lot at stake because there are an argument could be made that Baeza, third-place finisher in the Kentucky Derby, had enough trouble to compromise his situation in the Kentucky Derby. He finished third. Runner-up Journalism, he had a lot of early traffic he had to negotiate. He finished second. And Sovereignty, who took advantage of, I think, relatively favorable conditions to win the Kentucky Derby. Whoever you liked in the Kentucky Derby, whether it was the winner, second place, or third place finisher, you got to come back on that same horse today, this afternoon. The Sovereignty, I underrated him going into the Kentucky Derby. I'm afraid I may have done the same thing this afternoon, but he had, I thought, such a favorable, beneficial trip. He did not have the type of trouble that Journalism or Baeza had. Sovereignty was good enough to take advantage of the situation, and he reportedly has trained super. Since then, he's in the hands of a terrific horseman, Belmont, and Sovereignty is legit. I'm not sure if he's going to get the same pace scenario that he benefited from in the Kentucky Derby, and I think that both Journalism and Baeza, they had enough trouble to compromise their position in the Kentucky Derby. So a really good race that we didn't even mention. The horse is probably going to set the pace, and I think he's dangerous on the front end, and that's Rodriguez. Rodriguez was scratched from the Derby, did not run in the Preakness. He had a foot issue. That foot issue is behind him. He's training well. Rodriguez is going to take the track this afternoon, and he will take this field, lead this field as far as he can. He's listed at 6-1. I think he's got an upset chance to wire the field. But ultimately, I went the other way. I took the horse that I took in the Kentucky Derby. I like Baeza to spring a mild upset. He's had 5 weeks between starts, whereas Journalism, who has defeated Baeza twice already, Journalism making his third start in a five-week period. That's a lot to ask in this day and age, but a really good race with at least 4 legitimate contenders, and perhaps even Hill Road, who won the Peter Pan last time out, should be lumped into the group of contenders as well. But a very interesting Belmont Stakes this afternoon at Saratoga.
Well, Brad, the first 3 days of this Belmont Festival at Saratoga, there was very little passing on this main track. The speed was carrying, and if you weren't on the lead, you had to be on top of the leaders turning for home. Very first race today on the sloppy sealed track, Maggie's Palace, number 5, comes from dead last under that guy Flavian Pratt. So I'm just wondering if maybe the track profile has changed a little bit. The second race was also won by a first-time starter from off the pace. So it doesn't seem nearly as speed-favoring as you know it was. And I was kind of taking a second look at Rodriguez just because of how the track was playing. But, you know, just watching the first couple of races, I think this is something we're going to have to go to school on all day because I think this track is going to continue to change depending on what the weather does.
Well, and these wet tracks tend to change as the races progress. So what you might see in race number three could be something completely different than what you see in race number seven. Wet tracks, whether they're drying out or taking more rain, they do tend to change. And ultimately, I think the horse that handles the going the best is generally the winner. But how the track plays, as this day unfolds, remains to be seen. If you liked Rodriguez, anyone who likes Rodriguez, I don't think should be talked off of that horse based on the results of a couple of races earlier today. Rodriguez is a fast horse. He's a good horse. He can carry his speed, and we'll find out if he's good enough to defeat the 1-2-3 finishers from the Derby. But I think Rodriguez is going to get his chance, regardless of whether the track is drying out or whether it's still sloppy. He's going to be out there, and he is a threat to wire the Belmont.
Now, there's a 10-race card today at Santa Anita. First post time there is at 1 o'clock, and I don't want a performance from last week to slip by without talking about it. Nisos made his return to California last week. He had come back off the layoff and got beat a nose in the Churchill Downstakes on the Derby undercard on a wet track, came back, caught dry ground at Santa Anita in the Triple Bend, and I thought he was pretty spectacular. I'd just like to see what your opinion is of what Nisos did in a small field in the Triple Bend.
I agree. It was a fantastic performance in a four-horse field. Let's not forget that. It was a small field, and really the only other horse in the race that was expected to be able to warm Nisos up was the runner-up, Dr. Binkman, who was coming in off a long layoff. But Nisos, he broke from the inside. He had to kind of be used up in there and dueled through a 22 opening quarter, 44-1 for the half. Those are some pretty fast fractions for a 7-furlong race. And what did Nisos do? He drew away from the field at 1-5. He earned a 108 buyer speed figure. That's the highest speed figure for the Triple Bend in, I want to say, 10 years since Matthew Kistick earned a 109 about 10 years ago. Fast horse Nisos is, and he's very good. He's back in top form. I thought it was a little curious that Baffert did not take a shot at the Met Mile with Nisos, who would have been a contender against the likes of Fierceness and White Abario. But he took the easy route following that taxiing comeback runner-up finish at Churchill Downs in the Grade 1 Churchill Downs sprint, and he only lost that race by neck. So Baffert wanted to give him a, quote, easy race, so to speak, before he jumps, stretches him out. And I guess Baffert has said that the ultimate objective toward the end of the year will be the Breeders' Cup Classic. He believes this horse can get a 1.25. It was a fantastic second start back for Nisos with a 108 buyer speed figure. And his next options, I guess if Baffert wants to run him at Del Mar this summer, the first option would be the San Diego Handicap on July 26th. Or he could wait until the Pacific Classic in late August, August 30th. So we'll see what Baffert wants to do with Nisos, but he is back. He is good. Last year, a lot of us thought that he might be the best three-year-old in the country, and then he disappeared after the Bob Lewis. So Nisos is now 4 years old, and the future is bright for a very fast, good racehorse who Baffert believes can get a 1.25.
Well, Brad, you mentioned the Met Mile, which is being run today. Nisos is not involved, but we do have a California horse in there. Raging Torrent has decided to take on Fierceness and White Abario in that race. It's just a field of five, just a touch from Brad Cox, another major contender in there. And it's kind of a one-turn race with a little elbow coming out of that chute. And he draws the outside post, but you know, I think Raging Torrent has a chance in there.
I think he has a chance to wire the field. He's not as good on speed figures or the types of horses that he's been running against compared to Fierceness and White Abario. But Raging Torrent, since they focused on turning this horse into a one-turn horse, he's won five of his last six starts. He wired the Malibu with a 104 buyer speed figure. He did the same in the Godolphin Mile a couple months ago in Dubai. And Raging Torrent, I think he's going to make the lead this afternoon. If he gets out there and gets brave, there's no guarantee that he's going to come back to the field. He could potentially wire the field. I actually picked him second, Raging Torrent. I'd like White Abario to – I just think he's in such good form right now, and I know that he can do one turn. It's his third try in the Met Mile. He's coming in off of a huge win in the Ghost Zapper in late March at Gulfstream Park. He's never been better. White Abario has not been. And I think he's going to sit just off the pace and wear down Raging Torrent. But look, Raging Torrent is lifted to 5-1 on the morning line. White Abario, second choice at 9-5. You put those two up in the exact, and it might pay okay in a five-horse field, assuming Fierceness does not deliver on his even money morning line. I'm not sure about Fierceness going one turn. I know that he's occasionally fast. I just wonder if some of those ghosts of fierceness past will pop up and, you know, bite him when the pressure is really on. He has had a tendency in the past to not show up. Now, it's been a long time since that's happened, the Kentucky Derby of last year. And his last most recent four starts, fierceness has fired every single time, including his runner-up finish in the Breeders' Cup Classic, in which he ran every bit as well as the winner, Sierra Leone. But fierceness is down on the inside. He's cutting back from two turns to one. I don't know if he's as good as the morning line expects him to be. I don't want to take him at even money. If he wins, my hat's off to him. But I like White of Barrio to wear down Raging Torrent. And just from a straight bet perspective in a small field, maybe 5-1 on Raging Torrent is the right bet. But I like White of Barrio to win the Met Mile.
Yeah, you're right about fierceness. There's always that little bit of doubt in my mind. He's one of those horses that when he gets his trip, he likes to kind of stalk from the outside, as your longtime colleague Marty McGee would say, out where the air is fresh and clear. And he's going to be down on the rail today. And if they put him in a box kicking mud in his face, I don't know what he's going to do. So I think he's a better horse now, and I think he's matured. But there's always that little bit of doubt in my mind, too. And at a short price, that's enough maybe to go shopping a little bit. Before I get a play from you at Santa Anita, I know you've done the work at Santa Anita. I just wanted to mention something. You know, we go back a long ways, and you remember our longtime trainer in Southern California, Doug Peterson. He trained Seattle Slough at one point of Seattle Slough's career. Well, his son, David Peterson, is a starting pitcher for the New York Mets, and he's faced the Dodgers a couple times the last couple of weeks, and he struck out Shohei Ohtani five times in two games. You think Doug Peterson is smiling someplace, Brad?
Who strikes out Ohtani five times? I mean, that's just incredible, and hats off to David Peterson. Yeah, I'm sure that his dad is smiling while looking down on him. That's an incredible feat, and he's turned out to be one heck of a major league pitcher.
Yeah, he used to come to the track all the time, and Doug would have his son dressed in a suit just like Doug, and he kind of grew up around the racetrack, so a lot of the local guys are rooting for David Peterson, and boy, that's a heck of a resume. Well, let's get a radio play from you today at Santa Anita. Again, the 10-race card, the Summertime Oaks, race 7 is the feature race on the card today. I don't know if you want to go there or anywhere, but the last half of this card, I think this late pick 5 and late pick 4 are really playable sequences.
Well, there's big fields, and that's something we don't always get in Southern California, or big fields. In fact, I won't be at all surprised if pick 6 carries over from Saturday until Sunday. The fields are deep. The competition is deep. It's a strong, wide-open races all the way through. The Summertime Oaks is race number 7, and I took the favorite, number 7, Cash Call. But I do respect Dean Pedersen's lightly raced Our Moonlight, who's stretching out off a good runner-up finish against older fillies and mares. She's running against 3-year-old fillies in her first route race today. It's only her third start. Our Moonlight is listed at 5-1. I prefer Cash Call at 6-5, no great bargain. I wanted to get creative on the radio play today, John, but I just couldn't do it. So I'm going to go to race number 1 and settle on the morning line favorite. He's listed at 3-1. I'm talking about number 5, News at 10, for the always dangerous combination of Peter Yurton and jockey Juan Hernandez. News at 10 is stretching out from a series of sprints, and that's the one uncertainty with regards to News at 10. Can he stay a mile? He's the speed of the field. He's been running fast against better sprinters than he meets this afternoon. I think the News at 10 clears race number 1 and takes these wire-to-wire. Juan Hernandez and Peter Yurton, the last 7 times they teamed with the favorite, 5 of them won, 1 finished 2nd, 1 finished 3rd. I like News at 10 to wire the field in race number 1. That's number 5, News at 10.
That's number 5, News at 10, 3-1 on the program. Race 1 today at Santa Anita. Brad, thanks for all your takes and all the updates on everything. Enjoy the day, and we will talk to you again soon.
Thanks, John. Talk to you soon.
All right. Before we go to first break, I'll give you my radio play today. I did Lindo reports for both Santa Anita and Saratoga. I'm going to go to race 5 at Saratoga. Comes up just after this show ends today. In the 5th race, number 10, Rookie Card, comes off a nice, easy return win at Gulfstream Park. This horse has run well at Saratoga, has speed and outside post, and I think he falls into a good pressing trip here. 6-1 on the program for an improving 3-year-old, number 10, Rookie Card, race 5 at Saratoga. Let's take our first break. When we come back, we're going to check in with Matthew DeSantis from Naira Betts, and we'll also touch base with Bruce Finkelstein at betonbruce.com. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Hop a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood. But I'm taking a Greyhound
on the Hudson River line.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on to Del Mar. Everybody's gonna have a smile on their face, cause somebody's gonna win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf.
The Del Mar Ship and Win program is back. Out-of-state horses that come to Del Mar receive a travel stipend and purse bonuses for every start at Del Mar. For details, go to DMTC.com or contact David Jerkins in the Del Mar Racing Office at 858-792-4230. Owners and trainers, maximize your earning potential at Del Mar. Ship and Win.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf,
right now.
Down at Old Del Mar.
From the breeding shed to the winner's circle, Legacy Ranch prepares your young horses the right way to maximize your success. Located in Clements, California, the 145 acres of Legacy Ranch provides large pastures and grass paddocks. New to the Legacy Ranch Stallion roster for 2025 is the brilliant Forbidden Kingdom, winner of the San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita. Fast, classy, and precocious, Forbidden Kingdom is a great opportunity at the introductory stud fee of just $5,000. Don't forget to check out perennial California leading sire Clubhouse Ride and Lightning Fast Straight Fire 2. For more information or to schedule a visit to Legacy Ranch, call Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 or log on to LegacyRanchInc.com. Don't get left at the gate. Be part of the winning team at Legacy Ranch. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Now more than ever, it pays to own a cowbred. The bonus for registered cowbreds or cow-sired horses winning maiden special weight races in restricted and open company is $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar. The bonus is $10,000 for similar races at Los Alamitos and in Northern California. Have a foal by an out-of-state stallion? Make that foal a cowbred by breeding your mare back to a California stallion. It's that easy. Lucrative Breeders and Owners Awards are available for winning qualifying races in California. Take advantage of all the CTBA incentive programs to maximize your California racing earning power. For more information, contact CTBA at 626-445-7800 or log on to ctba.com. That's ctba.com.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Good Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. Before we bring in our next guest, Matthew DeSantis from NyraBets.com, let's talk about our cowbred of the week, and that's Bits Tiger Magic, who came off a long layoff to be Cowbred Allowance Company down the hill last Sunday. Bits Tiger Magic is by Smiling Tiger out of the NXS Mare Magic Shot, was bred by Harris Farms, Mike Lepore, and Jeannie Lepore, is owned by Griffin Racing LLC, and is trained by Peter Miller. She earned $36,600 for that win last week, is undefeated on turf, and it looks like she's got a very bright future. Bits Magic, Bits Tiger Magic, our cowbred of the week. Let's go ahead and bring in now, from Naira Betts, Mr. Matthew DeSantis. And Matthew, anything interesting happening so far this morning at Saratoga?
Just a pretty dull day up here at the spa. Yeah, no, obviously a lot of news breaking with regards to the Manhattan and the Jiper being canceled today and being moved to tomorrow. But the good news is that the rain is subsiding and, dare I say, actually stopping here in the next 20 minutes or so, when we should really have a nice day of racing the rest of the day.
Yeah, we updated the fact that all the rolling bets that go through the scheduled races 9 and 12 have been canceled. You're going to put the Jiper and the Manhattan on as races 12 and 13 on the Sunday card. Obviously, Mother Nature threw everybody a Dwight Gooden curveball today. So a lot going on. And I wanted to get a look. You're there on track. you know, the first few days at Saratoga, there wasn't a whole lot of passing on that main track, but it looks like with this rain, all of a sudden, some of these horses are getting up from off the pace so far.
Yeah, you've seen that in the first two, a couple of races. The first race in particular, the horse flew from all the way in the back, and then in the last race, the Will Walden horse snuck up the rail. So it's encouraging to see there's not much of a bias. I think the track's playing pretty fair, and this can happen sometimes when you get a sloppy track. I think jockeys tend to be really aggressive, want to get out there up front, but that can also lead to some hotter paces and really opens things up for horses coming from off the pace. But as it relates to the Belmont, certainly, it doesn't seem like the track is disqualifying for a horse like Sovereignty or Hill Road, who would be coming from further back.
Yeah, I agree. And again, there's a long time between now and post time for the Belmont. And as it dries out, things could change. So I just give players the warning, keep an eye on this racetrack and play accordingly. But before we get a radio play for you, I've got to get something to get some action while I'm sitting here doing the radio show, Matthew. But as far as what's going on today at Naira Betts, you guys have a special sign-up bonus for Belmont Stakes Day.
Absolutely. If you use the promo code BELMONT25, you get up to a $200 deposit match bonus and a free $25 win bet added to your account upon signing up. So if you haven't used Naira Betts yet, it's a great time to start. And in addition to those great promos, we have tons of analysis, handicapping, and betting tutorials, as well as a free YouTube channel that really allows players to get to learn and know more about the game.
Absolutely. Well, I know you've done the homework, so how about a radio play for our listeners in California at Saratoga today?
Yeah, well, listen, in the Belmont Stakes, I love journalism. That's going to be my top pick. But giving out chalk isn't very fun. So in terms of my radio play, listen, I'm going to go to the Met Mile, which is, I think, just a humdinger of a race. I think it's a really good one. But I'm going to go with the horse outside of the top two, Just a Touch. That's the horse I think is going to really announce himself on the scene today. Fierceness, I think, is going to be a little hampered by that inside post position. White of Barrio's 0-for-2 at the Met Miles to this point in his career. I think Just a Touch has come back as a different horse at 4 years old, and I think he's about to run a huge race today, and you're going to get every piece of 4-to-1 on him because a lot of money is going to flow through those top two choices.
So that's the eighth race today at Saratoga, number 4, Just a Touch, 4-to-1 on the program. That's for Matthew DeSantis at NairaBets.com. Matthew, thanks for taking the time. Enjoy the rest of the day. Stay dry, and we'll see you and talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, Joe. Appreciate it.
All right, that was Matthew DeSantis from NairaBets.com. Let's get back to Las Vegas now, where they're watching the Belmont Stakes card at Saratoga, and touch base with our man Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Bruce, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well, John. How are you?
Good. A lot going on today with all the changes in New York, so we're kind of playing that by ear. I'm going to have you preview a race that hasn't been affected nearly as much as some of the other races on the card today, and that's a really good rendition of the Woody Stevens. The Woody Stevens goes as race number 11 today. One late scratch earlier in the week, number 7, Colloquial, is out, but that leaves us a field of 10 on the main track, 7 furlongs. So this is a head-scratcher for me. I wanted to see how you see this race.
Yeah, it really is a wide-open, difficult race, and I think you probably have to spread a little bit to feel confident about getting to the next race. I'll tell you a horse that interests me is on the rail, John, Big Truzz. This horse, I watched its workouts in Kentucky previous to the debut. It worked well, and he ran well, and he did it from off the pace with a powerful score, winning off by 4 lengths, really looking good the last eighth of a mile. He then went to Churchill Downs in a very good allowance race, and the winner's in here, Patch Adams. But Big Truzz drew an outside post, and he made a right turn at the break. If you watch the head-on, he came out several lanes at the start, and Luis Saez had to kind of grab the left rein and get him back in, and in doing so, he was still caught 5 wide, packed out. He was closer up than he was in the maiden race. I think that hurt his chances, but I thought he ran well in defeat. He was right there to the eighth pole, then got outkicked by Patch Adams. If Joel Rosario can maybe get him behind a little further, I know with all the bad weather, you know, he's going to get some mud kicked in his face, but if he can get a more settled trip, I think he could be more effective. That last race in the slop wasn't bad, but considering the start. So I would put him on top. Patch Adams, the aforementioned winner of that last race, did everything right in that race. He's won. He looks, you know, like a 7/8 style horse. He broke his maiden at 7 furlongs. He can handle the wet track. And then the question mark is Chancer McPatrick. No doubt about it that he is better around one turn. He was a super impressive 2-year-old, winning his first 3 races around one turn, 2 of which came here at Saratoga. I'm just a little worried about his races. Although there were two-turn races, I'm a little worried about how dull he's been in those two-turn races, in Florida and Kentucky. But he's certainly a must-use. He should bounce back in a big way. So race 11, going three deep, the one Big Trez at a price, the four Patch Adams, and the 10 Chancer McPatrick.
Bruce, what do you have today available at betonbruce.com?
We have the full card, obviously, not as full as it was before the day started. We have the full card at Belmont Park. Full card at Belmont Park with audio. John, we also have the full card at Santa Anita with late races at Churchill Downs. Audio include also best bets at Santa Anita.
Well, let's get a couple of radio plays for you. First, we'll go out of state. I don't know if you want to go to Churchill or Belmont for your, or Belmont at Saratoga for your first play, and then we'll get something local at Santa Anita for the second. So where do you want to go for your first radio play?
You know, everyone's going with the Met Mile. We're talking about this race, and I heard Brad speak about Raging Tour, and he interests me today. We'll have to see the track profile, but this is a bizarre layout, John. They started these races a couple of years ago, the 1 mile. I don't know if you'd call this a 1 3/4 turn or 1.5 turns, but it has a bizarre start where it looks like you're going vertically almost, then you make a left turn when you look at the layout. But Raging Torrent has become somewhat of a specialist, maybe a little on the underrated side. He won the Malibu. He's won 5 of his last 6 races. The lone loss was at 6 furlongs in the Breeders' Cup Sprint. He's not a 6 furlong horse, but he won at Dubai on the lead. Not only did he win on the lead, John, he looked good late. He opened up like a horse that's just not a speed horse. I think he's got the advantage of the outside box here. He's got a little more early speed. He's not a dead speed horse, so he can lay up close. I don't think it's going to be that quick up front. I think he could have the advantage here. He's a crazy price at 5-1. He's going great right now. So race 8, the bottom horse, the 5, Raging Torrent. He's 5-1 on the morning line.
So in the Metropolitan Mile, that's race 8 at Saratoga, the 5, Raging Torrent, 5-1. And that's for Bruce Finkelstein. I'm on the same boat there. I hope you're right, Bruce, because if you're right, I'm going to cash as well. Let's get something now in Southern California on a good card today at Santa Anita, 10 races here. What do you like at Santa Anita?
Let's go to the 10th race for a long shot. Kind of a nice loaded maiden race here, a mile on the grass, John. The horse that interests me at a huge number is the 3, Sensational Dream with Giovanni Franco. I thought this horse ran super game on debut in mid-January, went some quick fractions up front, and took some heat and still ran a game second. Laughed out, they went a mile. You had a big Baffert favorite in the race by the name of Brilliantly, who blasted out of the gate, a quick horse. And the apprentice, Carmona, kind of went into a defensive mode. He didn't want to go with him, and I think she lost her best chance. Her best chance is her speed. And she just sort of ran around the track. She pressed the pace and got beat 6 lengths. I think this is a major rider upgrade to Giovanni. She's in a slower field here today. I think she could be the lone speed. I like the way she draws near the inside. I look for a bounce back at a big number. So race 10, the 3, Sensational Dream, who is 15-1 on the morning line.
That's the 10th at Santa Anita, number 3, Sensational Dream. 15-1 on the program at Santa Anita for Bruce Finkelstein. You can get everything at Bruce's at betonbruce.com. Bruce, enjoy the rest of the races. You can stay dry in Las Vegas, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, you would think so, but we had hail a couple of days ago, so who knows what's going on here.
Another curveball. Well, we'll deal with whatever. You know, we're not fair-weather horse players, Bruce.
That's true.
All right, talk to you later. Let's go ahead and take our next break. When we come back, we're going to talk to John Hardoon up at Saratoga. We're also going to talk to Scott Shapiro. He's got some action going all over the nation. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have top racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for the Ed Burton Million Futurity Final on Father's Day, Sunday night, June 15th. Stars were born on the night of the trials, led by the record-setting freshman Accelerated and the unbeaten fastest qualifier Shiny New. The field also includes Jess I'm Worth It, Duda Cartel, and more. It's a full lineup of the best juveniles in California. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Make your Father's Day reservations today and enjoy the Ed Burton Million Futurity on June 15th. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. Bob Ike has the day off. I want to remind everybody that you can bet the Belmont Stakes at Saratoga with Naira Bets. Sign up today using the promo code SADDLE25 and you get a $25 free bet plus a $200 deposit match bonus. Whether you're a seasoned bettor or just getting started, Naira Bets makes it easy to jump into the action. This exclusive offer is just for the Belmont Stakes day, so don't wait. Join now and claim your free $25 Belmont bet today at NairaBets.com/saddle25. Let's bring in our next guest up at Saratoga, and that's John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. And John, first of all, I want to congratulate you. Your big older horse, Mama's Gold, ran a really good race in the opening day commentator stakes.
He really did, John. You know, he was passing at the top of the stretch. It looked like he was done, but he battled back, and he really ran super and extremely proud of him. And way to go, Mama's Gold.
Just a terrific race. I hope everything came out okay and you can fight another day. And, you know, we were going to talk about the Manhattan Stakes, but obviously we don't need to because it's been postponed today and moved to tomorrow, shortened up in distance. So I think we'll just leave that for Sunday. And, you know, I don't know if you want to look at another race in particular on this Saratoga Stakes, the Belmont card at Saratoga today, or if you want to go straight to your radio place. Is there a stakes race you'd like to talk about in particular?
No, we could go to the radio place because one of them is actually going to be the Belmont Stakes now. And listen, John, I love Sovereignty. I can't believe the price as we speak. He's 4-1. I mean, what has this horse done wrong in his career? He has 6 lifetime starts, and he's improved in each and every one of them. He won the Derby on the square. I mean, you know, with all due respect to journalism, he's now making his 3rd start in really a short period of time. And if you throw the Santa Anita Derby in, well, that's a lot of hard races. And I think the way to play the race is playing against journalism. Again, I have all the respect in the world for the connections and the horse. They danced at every dance, take nothing away from them. But I like Sovereignty in this spot, and the horse is trained well. He's going to like the 1.25. Hopefully Rodriguez and Crudo go at it a little bit to add some pace to the race. But I think Sovereignty is a cinch in this spot, and I really like this horse, Junior Alvarado, for Belmont.
That's a will win for Sovereignty in today's Belmont Stakes. That's race 13 at Saratoga for John Hardoon. And, John, before we get another play from you, what sheets did you put together? What tracks did you work on today?
Well, we have Santa Anita, we have Belmont at Saratoga, and we have Churchill Downs. And by the way, John, these 14 race cards, I understand today it's down to 12, but they are long days. I mean, yesterday the pick six didn't start till about 5 o'clock. So, you know, you're spending a good 8 to 12 hours at the track, and if I wanted a real job, I wouldn't be doing this. So, unfortunately, they're making it hard on people. But 14 races, it's just too much. It's really too much. And now with the cancellations of those two races, or the postponement, I should say, till tomorrow, all the pick fives, all the work you did, all go out the window because they're all canceled. And for the multi-day wages, they become all races. So they, you know, they really, you can't do nothing. It's the weather, and that's just the way it turns out. But it was a lot of work, unfortunately, down the drain.
Yeah, it's kind of a race-by-race play today. I'm a rolling bet player, and they've taken all that away from me. So you just have to play them as they come up one at a time, I think. And I agree with you, John. It took over 8 hours to finish that card yesterday. It'll be about that long today as well, even with two races being canceled. So, that's a long day at the racetrack. It's not going to keep me betting more. It just might put me to sleep. So I hope some of these things get adjusted, but – you know, I'm not track management, so they're going to do what they're going to do, and it's up to us to decide if we want to play them or not.
Not only that, they're dealing with the TV, with the broadcast, so I don't know if they can move races up. Probably not. They're probably going to have to keep them on schedule, and all they're going to have to do now is kill an hour of dead time, because what are they going to do? But that's what it is. I can tell you that the sun is trying to come out. If you were here 2 hours ago, you would have thought the end of the world was coming. But that's Saratoga, you know. The weather changes all the time, but it's really unfortunate for them. Wednesday and Thursday, both beautiful days here, no rain at all. But came the biggest day of the week, and the rain really came and kind of messed things up.
Well, I'll tell you what we can do. We can play something in between at a track other than Saratoga. So give me a place someplace else today.
Okay, let's go to Santa Anita, look at race number 2, 5.5 furlongs on the main track. And I like the number 5 horse in here, Polytheme Tam. This is an improving 3-year-old filly from the Liberato Baracchio barn. This horse ran on the turf last time out, back on the main track today. She gets the addition of Lasix for the first time. I just think she's better than these. You're getting 7-2 on the morning line. I like number 5, Polytheme Tam, to win today's second race out at Santa Anita.
That's race 2 at Santa Anita, number 5, Polytheme Pam, 7-2 on the program. That's for John Hardoon. John, give us the website and what you got there.
Okay, yeah, JONHARDOON.com, 3 best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Belmont at Saratoga, we have Churchill Downs, and we have Santa Anita selections.
All right, John, good enough. We will talk to you next Saturday. Pace yourself. We're going to be there a while today.
I got my sleeping bag ready. Thank you, John. Stay safe and be well, my friend.
All right. That was John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Let's go and get in contact with another guy who's done a lot of work on a car that maybe it gets frustrating as handicappers, Scott Shapiro from Express Bet and Daily Racing Form. I know you did a lot of work on the rolling bets today at Saratoga, Scott, and unfortunately with those postponements of race 9 and 12, those efforts have gone for naught.
They sure have, John. I guess it's a day for non-horizontal. I've gotten a little better at not needing to always play the horizontals, but definitely a blow to horse players and those of us that produce content. What can you do? But I did want to echo John Hardoon's sentiment. I'm not into the long cards either. I get it on the biggest day or biggest days. I don't see why yesterday was one of those days. I thought it was excessive. I mean, out here, I mean, you know, I'm a little bit older and not feeling as well. I wanted to go to bed before the card was in. and that's saying a lot. This is my life, you know. So I just wanted to echo his sentiment. I was thinking similar yesterday.
Yeah, 8-hour and 20-minute cards. I really don't need that. You watch England and you see Royal Ascot. They run six races that day. And they're all good races, and they have a good time, and then they go and have a party. So, it looks like everybody's still fresh for the party, you know?
It's just the greed and the fact they don't expect everybody to come back every day, and they want to take advantage. But that's on you. It just hurts the product more, in my opinion, unfortunately.
Well, speaking of that now, you know, we do have some greed, and there are still races to play. So where did you want to go for a radio play today? I don't know if you want to concentrate on Saratoga or go someplace else today.
Let's go to the True North. It was a race that actually probably came up stronger than normal, kind of the younger brother of the Met Mile at this point. But I thought it came up pretty good. Not good enough, though, to beat Mulliken, the 2-1 favorite. I think he's going to be very tough to beat here. This is a Son of Violence that has a win over the surface. And, yes, first off the bench last out, he finished fifth in the Churchill Downs and lost to Bookham Bano, who's the second choice in here. Well, he was caught four wide throughout, and that field that him and Bucandano raced against was just far superior to this one. No disrespect to the runners in here. I think Mulligan's going to get a great trip, stalking just off the early pace under Flavian Pratt. So we're going to go with number 6, Mulliken, in the True North at Saratoga.
That's number 6, Mulliken, in race 7, the True North, 2-1 on the program at Saratoga today. And I want to give a shout-out not only to you, Scott, but all of our handicappers. You gave out Cleco last week at Churchill Downs at 6:20. We just had John Hardoon on. He gave out the Gypsy Cowboy at Santa Anita last Saturday at 6:20. And earlier on the show, Bet on Bruce, who gave out a winner in Berry Valley at 12:60 at Santa Anita last Saturday. The guys were seeing the ball, and we wrapped it up with a winner at Los Alamitos last Saturday night. We'll talk about that with Michael Rona. So the guys have been doing a terrific job for our radio listeners, and we'll try and get another one home today with Mulliken, race number 7, the True North at Saratoga. Best of luck with everything going on today, Scott. We will talk to you next week, and let's cash some tickets.
Yeah, let's do so. Enjoy the big race. And I got to admit, John Hardoon scared me with Sovereignty. I mean, calling him a cinch, basically. I got to reevaluate. But I will talk to you soon, John. Enjoy the big day.
You got it. And I like guys that have opinions. That's what we're here for.
Oh, I love it. And he's got a good one.
Exactly. All right, Scott, take it easy. Well, before we go to our final break, let's go ahead and make sure and give a shout out to our satellite wagering facilities. If you can't get to the racetrack and you want to get your plays in, if you're in San Diego, you can get to the paddock on 5th in the Gas Lamp Tavern at 868 5th Avenue in San Diego. Los Alamitos is already open for watching and wagering on the Belmont Stakes card at Saratoga. You've got the Derby Room at Fairplex Park, Bob Ike's favorite place. And if you're in Orange County in San Clemente, you can also go down to the OC Tavern. They'll be open at the top of the hour. So some options for everybody who want to play in Southern California. Let's take our final break. When we come back, we'll head to South Florida, talk to Toby Kellett, and we'll finish things off with Michael Rona over at Los Alamitos. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Radio.
AM 830.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on, Del Mar. Everybody's gonna have a smile and
The Del Mar Ship and Win program is back. Out-of-state horses that come to Del Mar receive a travel stipend and purse bonuses for every start at Del Mar. For details, go to DMTC.com or contact David Jerkins in the Del Mar Racing Office at 858-792-4230. Owners and trainers, maximize your earning potential at Del Mar. Ship and win.
Where the turf meets the surf down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf right now. Down at Old Del Mar.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out. Developed by Horsemen, Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at Horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice. Voices sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830. The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors.
The final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo, and I want to remind everybody that Bob Bike has put out a sheet for today at BobBikePicks.com and today'sRacingDigest.com. He texted me a play while he's on the road. Six race today at Santa Anita, number 12, Mio Bambino, 5-1 on the program. That'll be Bob Bike's play of the day on Thoroughbred LA. Let's go ahead and bring in from South Florida, playing from Toby's Turf Club, Mr. Toby Kellett. Toby, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm shocked. Can't believe that it rained in Saratoga. That's amazing.
Major upset, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, if you could have got a line on that, on what the weather may be on a big day in upstate New York, that would have been a pretty short price, most likely.
I wanted to ask you, Toby, about one of the horses that was based in Florida this winter, and that's Neo Equos, who's in today's Woody Stevens. He ran in the Kentucky Derby, kind of got wiped out at the start when Martin Garcia and Citizen Bull hung a right turn out of the gate. But I've always thought he was a better horse around one turn. He goes 7 furlongs today. This has got to be more in his wheelhouse, doesn't it?
I agree. He is a nice colt, and I watched the video of him training up at Saratoga, and he looked okay, but he didn't recommend himself to me, and there is some other speed in the race, but he is a nice pony. I do like him as a horse. I'm just not so sure about this spot. You've heard me for years about
the toll that running in the Derby takes on so many horses. And today we're going to see a few of the also rans. Citizen Bowl is running on the undercard. With the exception of journalism, I don't know how many of these horses are going to bounce out of the Derby and do very well.
Yeah, well, that's a good learning ground today and tomorrow on the Matt Wynn. A few of those come back in there as well. Let's get a radio play from you today, Toby. Do you want to stay at Gulfstream Park or do you want to go around the country?
I'm getting on the John Lindo train. I came up with a horse and then I looked at your selections and I'm with you in the nightcap at Santa Anita. I love the 11 Edge of Molly. I went and watched the video. She ran into a 2-5 favorite who subsequently came back and won again. I watched the video training on the training track at Santa Anita. I think she's going to get a great trip in here. And Lasix on the 11, Edge of Molly. I'm joining you in the nightcap at Santa Anita.
That's the 10th and final at Santa Anita, number 11, Edge of Molly. 6-1 on the program. Toby, let's hope we're right, and we can celebrate after the final tonight at Santa Anita.
Sounds great. Thanks, John.
That was Toby Callett. Let's go ahead and bring in our cleanup hitter as usual, Mr. Michael Rona, fresh off another win on our radio show last week, Coruscation at $9. That works. No stakes race tonight, but tomorrow night at Los Alamitos, the Fred Skane is the feature race. So I wanted to get a little idea of what Michael Rona thought about the Fred Skane. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning to you, John. Yeah, the feature race tomorrow night is for two-year-olds at 300 yards. It features a trio exiting the kindergarten futurity final on May 11, including the horse who was runner-up, Fireworks Over Paris. Had gate one in the race tomorrow night, but that won't be an issue because Fireworks Over Paris won his first two career starts from the fence. He's a fractional morning line favourite over number three, Beyond Repair, who was the fastest qualifier to the kindergarten futurity, was well in the betting, second wagering choice in the final, just got a little bit lost from the far outside post position and finished midfield, but is a very talented juvenile. So they lead the way on the morning line, and as far as class edges are concerned, there are a few other impressive maiden winners signed on. The other horse exiting the kindergarten futurity is, well, when you look at the name, you would think it's Elmer Romero, but in fact we've learned it's Elmero Mero, and he's a 4-1 shot coming out of the outside gate. He also was a qualifier to the kindergarten futurity. So nice little cast of juveniles in the Fred Skane Stakes, the ninth and final race tomorrow night.
I'm sure a lot of the fans that are watching wagering on the Belmont card at Saratoga today, obviously you're rooting for the Los Alamitos futurity winner, journalism.
Yeah, no question I'm in his corner, have been all the way through the three-year-old campaign. I'm not sure that he's such a wise investment at the odds today after a pair of rugged races in quick succession, but certainly I'll be hoping he can continue to fly the Los Al futurity flag.
Well, we've got a 6:30 first post time tonight, and let's get a radio play from the Saturday night card at Los Alamitos.
John, across 19 races last weekend, there was a grand total of three winning favourites. I'm going to take a look at the first race tonight and try and beat the favourite, as I usually try to do. This is a 4.5 furlong thoroughbred maiden claimer for fillies and mares, and number four, Surf Star, caught my eye in her three-year-old and local debut. She was in all sorts of bother in the first 50 yards of the race, came from a distant last to snatch third, really finished on well, and adds blinkers tonight and Lasix, and hopefully she can get out okay and stay somewhere close. I don't expect her to lead, but if she's within striking distance around the turn, she's got a chance to get involved in the finish at 5-1 on Ed Burgard's morning line. Race one, number four, Surf Star.
Race one, number four, Surf Star, 5-1 for Michael Rono. Michael, we're short on time. I'm going to let you go, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Always a pleasure, John. Good on you, mate.
That was Michael Rona. I want to thank everybody for joining us today on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's hope the horses all get around safe and come back well, and enjoy the Belmont Stakes at Saratoga, first post time just after 4 p.m. Pacific time. Stay tuned now for the SoCal Restaurant Show, and Mike Wilman will be here tomorrow morning from 8 to 10 a.m. Good luck, everybody.
I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep.